It's so important that we must see volleyball as a whole. We have the whole world and we have a developing world. When I discuss in board administration, on Congress, I always say, stop thinking like European, because you're much more developed than the other. You must understand that you have poor people outside Europe that cannot do the same that you're doing. So it's your obligation to teach them how to do it. So most of the coaches that are sending all over the world, Africa and Asia, came from Europe. And it's normal. But the way we're going to do inside Europe, for example, Serbia is the most developed country in the Balkan. Bulgaria has a very good team also. But in terms of structure, Serbia is the most developed. So all those countries from the Balkan are going to Serbia with the coaches, with the teams, and then Serbia goes to Montenegro, to Croatia, to all those countries to play there, to give opportunity to those countries to improve their volleyball. So the same idea with the Russian and all those countries, Poland as a center, Italy is the north of Africa. Why? Because you have very good volleyball in Europe. Instead of Brazil and USA, Cuba, the rest of the ranking are Europeans. But we must spread this market. We must spread volleyball all over the world. To sell, I have to say, I have the whole world. Today, I don't have.
In October, will be, on your idea, the two premier of the two new championship under 23 years for girls and for the boys. Could you tell me your expectation about the tournament in Mexico and in Brazil?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was my idea. Why? Because the country that is real developing, like Russia, Serbia, Brazil, what happened? We have very good teams in the youth and junior. Then under 21. What happened to those people? We have the national team that they cannot go to the national team because they're too young. So what they're going to do in this period that they get some experience? So these ideas, no, we're going to have a national team under 23 waiting to play with the senior team. The idea was this, and I think that is going to be a success. And I can tell you in Brazil, I'm sure that's going to be a success. The public is already, we have the stadium sold out. And probably here in Zurich, we're going to have the women's. And I just talked to the promoter, and he's very satisfied. And he told me that it's going to be a success too.
Also, there is a new format from the last year for the FIVB World League. For the next year, could you tell us, what do you plan?
First of all, the responsible for World League, it's Renato Arena from Italy. But the boss, the vice president in charge, is a Serbian, Mr. Boricic. So they are bringing to me new ideas. One of the ideas that we're going to discuss is to have a real professional and commercial competition, like only 8 countries in the first division, and there will be the same, Russia, Serbia, Brazil, Italy. Then we're going to have a second, so-called second division, that in 2 years can go up the winner, and the loser go down. Then we're going to have a third division that is a kind of continental, between the continents. So, out of those countries, the first thing in South America is Brazil. The second is Argentina. Then, the third one is Venezuela. No, Venezuela is going to play this third competition. It's the, in the model, it's going to be different. We cannot pay for the third degree to go there and come back, go back, because it's a lot of money for traveling. It's going to be in another way, maybe a concentrate, because like in my example, I have in Brazil, this we have Super League, that's the stars, and they have National League. So they are talking about 70 clubs. Then they are going to play regionally, and then the final eight, going to one place and play during the whole week. It could be this way because it's not so expensive.